sets or as informal as if you were at our house. We decide as we go. We don't get backstage and rehearse them. Never have done that, and I never would. I'd just make a worse mess than to do
it. Makes it hard for me, though.
Anyway, when I was a little boy, 6 years old, my dad was working with some people that were building a siding for the work train to go up in the Shaw's Mill area. That's where they were cutting out a big boundary of timber. The man had put in a big band mill. And they were lifting a heavy timber, and the fellow helping Dad lift his end of his foot slipped, and he fell and left all the weight on my dad and hurt my dad's back real bad. He had to lay on the floor on a pallet. He'd lay straight. He couldn't sleep a bit on his bed. And that was the only way he could get any ease. They didn't know as much about fixing bad backs back then as they do now. Well, Dad was in that fix all summer and all winter. And he didn't know if he would ever be able to work for his family anymore. My little brother David and I used to go and lay on the edge of the pallet with Dad at the fire. And he'd tease and play with us while we laid there. And I remember somebody came in late winter, I guess it must have been late March or early April, and told Dad about what they called a faith doctor back then. She was a wonderful, sweet lady. I remember her for myself because they took me with them when they took Dad to see her. And she came to me first and she said, "Honey, if it's the Lord's will, he'll heal your eyes, but we have to trust him. He may have a purpose for your blindness." This is what she said to me. She didn't say, "Oh, he's going to heal you this minute," or nothing like that. And she didn't ask for money. She had a prayer book she went to and prayed for me. And then she came back and put her hands around on my dad's back where the injury was and said, "Mr. Watson, do you have faith to believe that the God in the heaven can heal you?" And he said, "Yes, I do. Let's put our faith together and he'll heal me." And when she prayed for him, he threw down both canes and got up and walked to the truck and stepped up on the running board and sat down with the man who drove us down there. And next morning, after he'd gone to his regular bed with my mother, he got up and she said, "What are you going to do this morning, honey?" He said, "I'm going to hitch up the team and go to plowing." Mm. It was time for the corn to be put in. And that's what you call true faith. Mm-hmm.
And when it didn't heal your eyes, what did the family say?
They weren't disappointed, not too bad, I think, because maybe they realized that my blindness, that I was supposed to live, will say this much. Suppose that I had been healed, was a perfectly healthy young fellow. If I had been healed, I would have been in World War II and could have been left on Okinawa with the rest of those poor guys. But that wasn't the way it was intended to be. I was supposed to sit here and talk to you folks.